We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, there are a few things in this world that I absolutely love. I have a great love for the Marine Corps. I have a great love for dogs. And I found a story that involves a Marine and a dog. And it's one that's actually going to be told at our very own Virginia War Memorial very, very soon. I am thrilled to tell you that Craig Grossi is joining us. And Craig, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, no, this is awesome. I really appreciate the opportunity, and we're really excited about coming to share our story at the Virginia War Memorial. It's really, really special place.
So let's start with your story as a Marine, because that's what leads into the whole story about finding Fred, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And my story actually starts in Virginia. I'm a native of Northern Virginia, and I joined the Marine Corps after high school I graduated high school in 2001, but I joined up in 2003. I spent 8 years in, and it took me a little while to find, you know, I love the Marine Corps. I love being a Marine, but it took me a little while to find the job that I really felt like I had joined to do. And that was the field of human intelligence. And in 2010, I found myself in Afghanistan, and I was attached to a team of recon Marines who were just some of the most impressive human beings and around. And it was a really great opportunity to as an intelligence collector, to get to go run around with them. And because the places that they go, you know, are really, really intense and in really need of a lot of attention. So we inserted into a place called Sangin. And we had heard a lot of really scary things, you know, about this district within Helmand Province. And there was a unit that had already been occupying a portion of it in the south, and they were losing Marines at a really alarming rate. At one point, they were losing around 7 to 10 Marines, you know, a week. To some of them KIA, some of them were wounded, and so you know, we were ready for the worst of it, and that's exactly, you know, what happened. And we inserted it into an area, and we had to make a base kind of overnight. We just filled sandbags and kind of occupied an abandoned compound. And when the sun came up, we spent the first part of the morning helping villagers and people flee their homes, and because they knew they were going to get caught in the middle. So we spent the first part of our first morning helping all these people, you know, who are essentially refugees in their own country, you know, get to safety. And then the fighting started, and we were surrounded by, you know, 150 to 200 fighters at any given moment for, you know, over, you know, 6 to 7 days.
Wow.
And they came at us with everything that they had. And it's a testament to the bravery of those recon Marines that we were able to hold that little piece of ground. And I always really try to paint that picture, you know, as best I can, because, you know, in the middle of all that craziness was this little dog, you know, and he was so different than everything around him, and all of us just really instantly fell in love with him, and that's kind of where Craig and Fred's story kind of starts, you know, is in this really unlikely place, you know, and under these really harsh conditions. And yeah, it's a lot of fun for us to share, and it's really important for us to share it.
Absolutely. Craig Grossi is joining us. This is a proud son of Virginia. He's going to be at the Virginia War Memorial on Tuesday evening, sharing this story, reading some selections, meeting with folks. All right, so you are in a terrible situation. I get it. It's challenging. You're a Marine. You're looking at all of this as opportunities to make a difference. But it's a difficult situation. It's a world of hurt. And here comes, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but this is just a goofy puppy, right? He's got a whole goofball attitude about him.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, you know, most young dogs and puppies, you know, they have that kind of attitude. and but for him, you know, he was an older puppy. He had been around long enough to have kind of, I think, you know, succumb to the environment he was in. You know, like most of the dogs we saw, you didn't want to get anywhere near. I mean, they were, rightfully so, they were really mean and really agitated and aggressive, and they roamed around in packs, you know, and you know, there was a rule for us that we weren't supposed to approach them, and that hadn't been a problem, you know, up until Fred came along, because he was so different. Like, you know, he was so different from everything around him, and he had this, you know, what I call now this stubborn positivity about him, and it was really just, you know, kind of, you know, amazing for us to see that, you know, in this really crazy place.
So let's figure out the name first. How does he get to be Fred?
Yeah. So that was kind of a misunderstanding, kind of an accident, and it's worked out really, really beautifully. But when I walked over to him the first time, you know, I had a piece of beef jerky in my hand, and he was covered in bugs and like really hot and hungry, you know. And I got kind of close to him, and he started to wag his tail, which was like the last thing I thought he would do. But you know, I gave him the jerky, and we spent a couple of moments together, and I kind of backed off because I'm going to leave him alone, you know. And I started walking back to where my gear was, and I felt a little poke at my heel, and I looked down, and he's following me, and one of my friends is like, "Hey, it looks like you made a friend." But what I heard was, "Hey, he looks like a Fred." And I was like, "Yeah, we'll call him Fred." yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's the name, you know, it works.
So now you and your buddies have a friend named Fred at this point. But right. I'm thinking, you know, you got to get back to camp. You're not bringing the dog back with you, except you guys figured out a way to bring the dog back with you, right?
Yeah, we kind of, you know, the risk really kind of fell on my shoulders because I was an attachment to the unit, you know, and so I could kind of operate a little bit more independently. And you know, the best thing I heard from my superior officer back at base was, you know, like, "I'm not going to tell you you can't, but if you get caught, you're on your own," you know, which is that's as good as yes in the mind of a Marine. So I left, but I left it up to Fred because it was a huge risk, and I didn't want to, you know, feel like I was stealing him either, you know, or forcing him to do something, you know, that he didn't want to do. So I told him, I was like, "All right, buddy, if you follow me to the helicopter, if you're not scared off by it, you know, my part, you know," that's a really exciting and awesome part of our story. That sometimes when I was writing the book, and every time I tell it, you know, it brings a big smile to my face, because sometimes I can't believe, you know, how it went down. It's a really fun part of the story.
It's a great story. Craig Garosi is joining us. His book is called Craig and Fred, and there are two versions now. There's the adult memoir, and there's a version for younger readers. It's just a great story, whichever way you read it. Now, but I have to know, Craig, at the end of the day, so you sneak Fred back into Camp Leatherneck, and somehow everything is okay. How do you get him to the States?
Getting him on the helicopter was an exciting part of his journey, but it was really, in a lot of ways, the easy part, because hiding him on Camp Leatherneck was the most risky part, because this base, Camp Leatherneck, is, you know, it's almost, you know, by a lot of standards, it's kind of like a resort, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of air conditioning and, you know, and you know, it's almost like being, you know, back home in a lot of ways, because everybody's in their proper uniform.
Right.
It's just a different environment from where we had found Fred.
Right.
And we were only there for 2 weeks for just a break and to get kind of rested up and plan our next mission. And so, you know, that's where people from, you know, just really unexpected places stepped up to help me hide him. And it took people from the British Army, some civilians, and some third country nationals from all over the world, from the Philippines and different African countries that were working on the base. That just fell in love with Fred, you know, and they went above and beyond for him. And at one point, we're even masquerading him as a working dog, you know, on a compound, you know, so nobody would think twice about this dog, you know. And so there's lots of little funny twists and turns along the way that, you know, to me, it's proof that, you know, our story is worth telling, because there are so many ways that it could have gone wrong for Fred.
Yes, know? Indeed.
And the fact that we were able to pull it off, and that we're both home, you know, is just a testament to me that, you know, this is a story that, we're supposed to tell.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really our duty to do so. And, you know, I think that's something that, you know, I hope I can share with my fellow veterans and with just anybody that, you know, that feels that they have a story to share, you know, that it's important to get it out. You know,
absolutely.
And, you know, there's no wrong way to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah.
Well, now, listen, this is without a question. These are a couple of true devil dogs right here, and I love the fact that you have done this. Craig and Fred, a Marine, a stray dog, and how they rescued each other. Again, two different versions. There's the adult version of the book, and there's a younger reader's version of it that is available as well. Craig is coming to the Virginia War Memorial on Tuesday. And it's free. It's open to the public. We'll get all the details up on our website. I want everybody to come out and visit with Craig. Now, is Fred making the trip, or has he got other engagements?
Oh, no, yeah. Now, Fred is, let's be honest, if people are really interested in coming to our event to see Fred, you know.
I didn't want to be the one to tell you that, Craig, but.
That's very clear. If people are interested, they can follow us on social media, too. His Instagram and Facebook pages are Fred the Afghan, and he's got a very enthusiastic and loving following on social media, and you know, so yeah, if he could talk, I'd be out of a job, that's for sure. People are you know, just want to see him, and I get it. He's a very attractive dog. He's a very funny and you know, and just every time we walk in a room, you know, and there's people waiting, whether it's a school assembly, you know, or a library or a bookstore, you know, he kind of realizes that everyone's there for him, you know. He really embraces the attention. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, as long as the two of you still have the same agent, I think you are you're going to be okay. We're looking right. forward to seeing both of you. I'm going to be out there Tuesday evening as well. I'm really looking forward to shaking your hand, shaking his paw. Craig Grossi has written a wonderful book, and I'm hoping everybody will join us at the Virginia War Memorial on Tuesday. Both Craig and Fred will be there. Semper Fi, my friend. It is.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.